Greg Moralia with your Outbeat Radio News for the week of November 5th, 2017. Every 2 years, member states of the United Nations General Assembly come together to negotiate the Olympic Truce Resolution to ensure peace during the Olympics, as well as the week before and after. Since 2015, Principle 6 of the Olympic Charter has included a ban on discrimination on sexual orientation, but two of the countries are trying to remove all references to this year's resolution. Jessica Stern, executive director of Outright Action International, said, quote, "Egypt and Russia are not simply fighting over symbolic language, but over the levels of violence governments are allowed to use against LGBT people. After systematic attacks on LGBT people in their own countries, they are now setting their sights on promoting violence and discrimination in every country around the world. The Olympic Games are supposed to be a time for sport, technique, pride, and community, not for politicking, hatred, and violence," end quote. And here in the U.S., the Associated Press reported a federal judge has blocked President Trump's ban on transgender military members while a case works its way through the legal system. U.S. District Judge Colleen Kohler-Cotelli wrote that transgender military members have filed a lawsuit and are likely to win their case, and barred the Trump administration from changing policy in the meantime. Sarah Warbelow, HRC's legal director, said the preliminary injunction is an important step in the ongoing efforts to protect transgender service members from the dangerous discriminatory policies of Donald Trump and Mike Pence. And in Texas, a car dealership claimed protection under the First Amendment last week in a lawsuit by a former employee who says the business fired him because he is transgender. Bradley Rudkin, the former general sales manager of Roger Beasley Mitsubishi in Austin, Texas, filed a lawsuit on August 1st claiming wrongful termination from his job. Rudkin, a transgender man, claims the business fired him without warning solely for being transgender. Lawyers for the car dealership filed a motion to dismiss the lawsuit, claiming the business had a right to fire Rudkin as a matter of free speech. Attorneys for the Mitsubishi dealership have argued that firing Rudkin makes a public statement and therefore the business was within its legal right to do so. Prior to the dismissal, Rudkin had won a number of awards for his successful management. During the first year of his employment, the dealership team under Rudkin posted a $750,000 upswing in revenue from the previous year. And in San Francisco, the community is invited to celebrate the 40th anniversary of Harvey Milk's election to the San Francisco Board of Supervisors at the grand lighting of Harvey's Halo and the unveiling of Hope Will Never Be Silent, produced by Illuminate, the team behind the Bay Lights, and the lighting of the Conservatory of Flowers for the Summer of Love. This event will happen at the corner of Castro and Market this Wednesday, November 8th at 6 p.m. and is free to everyone. For a calendar of LGBT events happening here in the North Bay, go to gaysonoma.com. And for all the LGBT news headlines we're following, go to our website at outbeatnews.com. For Outbeat Radio News, I'm Greg Moralia.